A weird thing happens on Wednesday. Johnny comes in, sings all kinds of everything, and tries to grab a handful of album covers. And we're doing our little dance out of the shop when he twists away from me, looks up and says, "Are you married?" "I'm not, Johnny, not. You?" He laughs into my armpit. A terrifying, maniacal chuckle that smells of drink and tobacco and vomit and ends in an explosion of phlegm.
"You think I'd be in this fucking state if I had a wife?"
I don't say anything. I just concentrate on tangoing him towards the door, but Johnny's blunt, sad self-appraisal has attracted Barry's attention. Maybe he's still cross because I told him off yesterday. Sophie was on the tabletop. The enormous, partly eaten snozcumber was lying near her. She ducked behind it. The creature came clumping into the cave and stood towering over the BFG.
"Who was you jabbling to in here just now?"
he boomed.
"I's jabbling to myself,"
the BFG answered.
"Pilferfizz,"
shouted the blood bottler.
"Bugs wallop,"
he boomed.
"You is talking to a human being. That's what I is thinking."
The poor BFG was very nervous.
"There's no one in here,"
he stammered.
Why don't you leave me alone?"
They scattered into a darkness scarcely tempered by oil lamps, the soft glow easily repressed by the deep shadows of the house. The shrieks and cries of the fleeing children rose above the noise of the storm outside. The sound of their stockinged feet was soft on the hard stone floor of the cavernous hall. Some of them took to the stairs, scurrying past the tall, almost ceiling-high window at the turn, rain beating at its glass, the fierce wind rattling the frames, lightning flickering outside and casting darker shadows across the stone floor. The children found refuge wherever they could. Behind furniture, beneath tables, inside cupboards, anywhere they might sink into the umbra and be hidden while they prayed they would not be found.